Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop, where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas. Whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer, get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Hi, friends. Welcome back. This episode is with Adri, who is the human behind the account Baby Yoda Bach. This is our first foray into attempting a bilingual Spanish and English episode, so it may sound a bit different than you're used to. The first part of the interview is predominantly in English, and the second part in Spanish, and then wrapping up in both Spanish and English. If you're bilingual, this episode won't be an issue for you, but if you only speak English or Spanish, I would really encourage you to listen on YouTube, if that's an option for you. YouTube has a pretty cool caption feature, which I only recently learned about, that allows you to add captions for other languages. So if something is being spoken in Spanish and you only understand English, it will caption the spoken language into English, and vice versa. Some of the Spanish questions Adri answers are very moving and are definitely worth hearing or reading. Hope you enjoy the show. Welcome, Adri, to We Are the BYC. Thank you so much for coming, for joining and being willing to share your story.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Also, to let listeners know, we have Toyn, not Grogu, otherwise known as Aldo, here. He's going to be helping with translating because Adri does speak English, but her primary language is Spanish. So he's going to be here for that.
Hello, everyone. Buenas noches.
All right. Well, I guess let's just jump into it. So you're from Mexico. What area, or like where in Mexico do you live?
I was born in Mexico City, but I live in Toluca, that is Estado de México.
Oh.
For the time being. So it's really near from Ciudad de México, Mexico City.
Oh, okay. Kind of like outside of the city a little bit.
Yes. Yeah.
I talked to Bebison a few months ago. She's from Mexico City too. She lives, I think, a little north. I don't remember what area she lives in, but
I know her. Well, I know that account.
Yeah.
But I have never talked to her or to him. I also want to meet Yoda Baby, but do you know what Yoda Baby?
Yes.
He's my friend. He lives in Puebla. He's far away from where I live, but he's a really nice person too. And I don't know many people from Mexico. I mean, I know people from, I don't know, from USA, from Spain, from France, but from Mexico,
not so many.
Just Yoda Baby and Nogi. Nogi.
Oh, Nogi. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cancun.
I feel like there's more accounts probably on TikTok, huh, from Mexico than Instagram.
Yeah, but I don't remember them. I mean, they are not like, we are not like friends. We haven't talked to each other, so I don't know. I don't know them.
Well, you have all of us, so that's what counts. So let me ask you about your English. How did you, because not everybody in Mexico speaks English, but yours is very, you know, I feel like it's very good. How did you learn?
Well, I used to be an English teacher so many years ago. I
mean,
23 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So, yes. But then my first baby was born. So I had to take the decision to stop, to quit my job. So I decided to take care of my baby, and then I stopped working. So that's why, I mean, I haven't practiced my English for 23 years.
Oh my gosh.
So please forgive me if I forget something or if I don't, I mean, have a lot of fluency, but I try to do my best.
No, you sound perfect. Yeah, I can't believe, like, if it's been that long since you've, you know, really spoken a lot, it's just, I wouldn't know. It sounds like you know exactly how to speak it. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. And when I sometimes, well, I have gone to USA so many times. So I try to speak with the people there. But sometimes I think, oh, Adriana, you are like forgetting some words, and I have lost fluency, and sometimes I don't know how to express myself, but I try.
Oh, you do fine, I think. I mean, for myself, I lose words, and I was born speaking English, you know, so I mean, there's so many times when I'm trying to say something and I cannot think of the word, and I'm just like, you know, so I, you're fine. Oh, yeah. Speaking of being here in the USA, you have family that lives here, right? In San Diego?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's how we were lucky that we got to meet you that one time when you came to visit.
Yes. And it was so exciting for me. I mean, I have never met anyone else. You're
oh, really?
Not there to believe in. No, I haven't met anyone else from the community in real life. Just you guys.
Oh, so
I feel so grateful because I had the opportunity to meet you. You are so really nice.
Oh, thank you. And you are too. I had no idea that you hadn't met anybody since then either. So that's amazing.
Yes. As I told you, I mean, so look, I live in Mexico and I know there are some accounts here in Mexico, but we haven't had the opportunity to meet each other.
Yeah. It's just hard. I mean, we have people that live close, you know, LA is fairly close to us here, but we don't really get to meet up ever. So, you know, just there's so much, you know, going on in life. But as far as, you know, being a part of the Baby Yoda community, what drew you in? Like, can you take us back to when you first discovered the community?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't, I don't know. I mean, it was just weird because I didn't discover the community. I didn't know that a community existed. So first of all, when I decided to create videos, I realized that many people from the community started following me. And it was like, oh my God. But I didn't know that they were part of a community.
Oh.
So I saw, for example, Rogunito started following me and many others. So it was strange. But as time went by, I discovered the community and it was so exciting. I knew I was part of something. So it was amazing.
Yeah. Did you like, once you realized like there was a community and people started following you, Grogonito and others, did you kind of connect with anybody right off the bat? Or did you just still kind of, you know, just post and do your thing? Or was there like that friendship already starting?
Well, actually, they were very nice. All of them are really nice. And I felt really loved by them. So, yes, I just started making friends, talking to people that I didn't even know I was going to be like their friends. They were very special for me.
Yeah.
So I made friends. I have friends from all countries, from different countries, from different continents, and that's exciting.
Oh, it's so amazing. Like, I never thought, I don't think any of us knew or had any idea that this was going to be such a worldwide friendship, really. So it is pretty amazing when you think about it. Like, when you first started, or how long ago did you start your account?
Well, my account started in February 2021, mm-hmm. but I started in TikTok. I didn't know anything about social media. Yeah. I'm going to tell you a little story about Baby Yoda in my life.
Yes.
So one of my sons once showed me a video of Baby Yoda, and it was created from someone of the community. Mm. And when I saw him, I felt so excited. I said, I want to have him in my arms. I don't know how to describe what I felt at that moment. So I wanted to buy one. But at that time, there weren't any Baby Yodas in Mexico. Mm. I live in Mexico, and there weren't any Baby Yodas here. So we bought it in Amazon, and it arrived in my house like 2 weeks later. But then when I had him in my arms, I felt like if I had a baby.
Yeah.
In my arms. It was something, I don't know how to describe that feeling.
Yeah.
I got really, really excited. So that's when I decided to create a video. But as I told you, I didn't know how to use TikTok, how to edit a video. So I made a video like, oh my God. If you had seen one of my first videos, I mean, at that time, you would probably have said, what's this? Really? I didn't have all the knowledge I think I have nowadays.
Yeah.
Because I have learned many things.
Oh, yeah.
As time has gone by. And then, I started in TikTok. And then a friend from the community, and it was Bebe Yoda, Cristina told me, why don't you create an account in Instagram? And I said, no, come on, I don't like Instagram. And she said, you should, because it's an interesting social media. You can deal with different kind of people. So I paid attention to her, and I decided, well, actually, the account in Instagram had already been created, but I didn't pay attention to it. I mean, I didn't post anything, any videos, nothing. So then I just started in Instagram, but it was like 9 months before I started in TikTok.
Oh, wow.
So I have been in Instagram around like 3 years and a half. So,
that's a good time.
I have met different people, and Cristina was right. They are different. I mean, you can have people from in TikTok, but they are different because they are children or they are teenagers.
Mm.
But then in Instagram, you can find mommies, you can have you can find fathers, you can have people from different professions. So, they are different. I mean,
yeah.
if you go to YouTube is like only children. So the people from these different social medias are like in different ages.
Interesting. I didn't even realize that, but yeah, that makes sense. You started out on TikTok and then you came to Instagram.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so cool because I know that a lot of us have not, well, maybe don't have as much social media experience as others, but also we don't have, or didn't have, like all the editing and like knowing how to use the videos and, you know, make the videos, take the pictures and stuff. And so I think a lot of us have really learned a lot of that just, yes, just from being involved in the community, posting and learning kind of from each other. So, I mean, it's amazing when I watch your videos, it's like you're watching like a real like little TV show. So
yes, and it's because I try to give them life.
Yeah,
I mean, I try that people think that they are really alive.
Yeah.
And they are part of us. I mean, they are like a members of our family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And that's it comes across because it doesn't look like toys, you know, or dolls that are
exactly
being manipulated. Like they are actually living whatever is happening in that video. It's just hilarious.
Yes, that's right. And for example, if you see a picture of a baby Yoda, you may think they are just toys, no? But if you watch a video where they are dealing with different situations, like real life, it's like, oh my God, I feel identified with them.
Yes, yeah. And it's funny because, like, especially the babies, the blinking babies, like, oh, I don't know. I mean, they don't have to be those kind of babies. Even just the regular ones show emotion, it seems like. But the blinky babies, it's so funny just watching their facial reactions and
yes,
happening.
And you are not going to believe me, but they are actors. They are really actors. In this situation, I'm not the actor. I'm not the important person of my account, but they are. They are really, because before I start making a video, I talk to them. No, for example, I talk to Mama Yoda, and I tell Mama Yoda, Mama Yoda, we are gonna make a video in which you are really angry because your son arrived late, and you have to be angry. And Mama Yoda looks angry. I don't know what happens really, but she's really angry in the video. When I see the videos, yeah, I say, oh my God, Mama Yoda is angry. And that's strange.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's funny, and I think they really act.
Yeah.
And they are my actors.
Yeah. Well, it's like you're a director, you know, you're giving them their instructions, letting them know, you know, this is what the scene is, this is how you have to act, and then they're doing it. So it's amazing to me.
yes, it's amazing. Yeah.
I was gonna
ask, I love it.
Yes, I know. I can't imagine not doing this someday. Like, people always ask, or it's always been a question, like, you know, is the community going to be around forever, or are you going to be posting pictures forever? And I think, gosh, as long as Instagram exists, like, why not? Like, I don't know. I feel like this is something that we can do, you know, forever. It's just, it's fun.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, many people like to post just pictures, and that's okay. That's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't feel like posting pictures. I don't like to post pictures. What I do, or what I try to do, is to make videos.
Yeah.
Posting pictures is not something that I love.
Yeah.
Really, honestly.
Yeah. It's just more interactive, almost. All right. So here, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions then that we have from the community.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Let's see. I'll start with this one from Patu Towers. And this is an interesting question, and I've kind of thought about it myself.
Okay.
And she asks, have you had anything weird happen from having so many followers? Any weird encounters with people online, or?
Okay. Well, once one of my sons was in high school, and one of his teachers was doing like a presentation for the students, and then he showed a video, and it was one of my videos, He was teaching something related to the human behaviors. And then when my son saw the presentation, he was like really in shock.
Oh my gosh.
But he didn't say anything, but he was really just like really surprised.
Oh, how funny.
And, yes.
And the teacher didn't know that that was his mom?
No. And then, well, because my son didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So when my son got home, he told me what had happened. And I told him, oh my God, I can't believe it. I mean, I don't really realize where I got to. Mm-hmm. I mean, his teacher was showing one of my videos. And I said, wow. So it's something that happens, no? I mean, you don't notice where you can get to.
Yeah.
I don't really know it.
Yeah.
So I told him, you should have told your teacher, my mom made that video.
Yeah.
But he didn't say anything. So it was like, I told him, it was your opportunity to say that your mom is like making videos and she is in TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, and that's it.
Yes, he could have totally. So what does he think about your whole life with the babies and the accounts? Because you have two sons, right?
Yes, well, actually I have three. Yeah, but one of them is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He lives with God. But yes, I mean, he is my son too. I have three children. One is 18 and the other is 22.
And yeah. do they love the fact that you're totally, you know, into the babies and Instagram and TikTok? Is it fun for them, or do they feel like, oh, mom?
No. They love it. They also love Baby Yoda. They know Baby Yoda is part of me. They know they are part of our family because I have 10 Baby Yodas.
Yeah.
And they are part of our family. And everyone here loves Baby Yoda. They are really happy when I make a video, when I ask for some help. They try to help me. So they are like, they really know this is something that I need.
Yeah.
That I need to do.
Yeah. Well, when we got to meet you guys, when you were here and we met your sons, I mean, they are some of the like most amazing kids. I mean, I really...
Oh,
of course
you.
They support you, because it's just, you can tell just how much love and respect they have for you.
Yes,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, of course. It's just so funny when the teacher showed the video. Awesome.
Yes, so that's something weird.
Yeah, that's
that
super weird.
Happened to me. Yes, but I don't think I have a lot of followers. I mean, many people tell me, you are famous. Of course I am not. I'm not a famous. I'm a normal person. I don't think I'm famous. I don't know how to explain it, but some people, well, once I was in a supermarket, and someone told me, are you the one who makes videos in Instagram? Because I was with my Baby Yoda.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I told him yes. So, I mean, it's something that I don't know, or I can't notice where I can get to.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I'm not famous. I just have followers and that's it. I'm a normal person. I think I am a normal person.
I think so. Yeah. If you're lucky enough to get to meet Adri in person, she is a normal person, but super sweet.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, I'll ask you this other question. This one is from, well, this is one of the questions that Baby Yoda Starfish Yixi has submitted. She submitted like two or three.
Okay.
But her question is, what's something embarrassing that has happened to you while creating a video?
Oh my God. What a difficult question. Oh. Well, I think I haven't had those experiences, but...
Do you ever film videos out in like the public? Or you do sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody but ever?
I don't think I have had this experience, but while doing a live broadcast, I always read comments. And many people want to participate by asking questions, a lot of questions, sending greetings. And I always want to read all of them. So there are some people who just enter to the live to make jokes.
Oh.
So I've been so nice that I read them.
Oh.
So once I read one of these jokes, and then I said, what did I say? Oh my God. Really, I was really ashamed.
I mean, no.
They just want to make jokes.
Yeah.
And I always read all of the comments. And oh my God. It was like a days. Aldo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Albur, something like that.
Algo en segundos, en doble sentido, dices tú.
Ajá.
Okay, yeah. The joke was an adult joke.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So that's something.
And she read it thinking that it was just another comment. And it was, you know, an adult joke. And she felt really embarrassed about that.
Oh, that's
exactly.
Awful.
Yes, that was embarrassing, really embarrassing. Yeah. And that has happened to me many times. So I have to learn that I shouldn't read everything that people write.
It's unfortunate that people are like that. Like, it just, they think it's funny and don't
exactly.
even care what it
yeah.
makes the other person feel like.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, so Toyn, not Grogu, wants to know where the name of the account comes from, Baby Yoda Buck.
I have always liked Bach. Many people say Bach, but it's Bach, no? Mm-hmm. Well, the pronunciation is Bach.
Mm-hmm.
I have always liked that name. I also used to be a Zumba teacher before the pandemic. So the name of my business was Zumba.
Oh, cool.
I think that name is part of me.
Yeah.
Although my name is not back, but I love that name. So when I create my account, I told my son, because he was the one who created the account. So I told him, I want to be named Baby Yoda Back. And that's why the name.
Oh, that's cool. How long ago did you teach Zumba?
I was a Zumba teacher like 2 years. Just for 2 years. And then I stopped.
Oh.
Yes. So, as you can see, I was an English teacher. I was a Zumba teacher.
That's
and now
cool.
I am here. I am here creating videos.
I love it. It's a different form of creativity, but it's still being, you know, creative.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always want to do many things.
Yeah.
All the things that I love. Huh?
Yeah.
I will never do something that I don't like.
I think that's awesome. And that's, gosh, if only we could all remember to do that. You know, we all get so lost in the things that we should be doing or we have to do. We don't get to do those things that we like. But I think that's sometimes where the community and having the babies lets us have that creative outlet. You know, like I work full time and have to do, you know, my regular job, and I don't get to do all the things I want to do. But gosh, being able to post, make pictures, videos of the babies, it's pretty cool just to have that place to.
Yes, and I think all of us need to post pictures. You can post pictures, you can make videos, you can do whatever you want with your baby Yoda.
Yes.
But it's something that we need. Well, all the people from the community need to do this, no? Because we have the same feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it is, my friend.
There's a question from Vanderlinder. And he asks, what is your favorite Baby Yoda character to play in the videos? Like, I think, you know, the different characters your babies have.
Yes. Well, all of them, I have 10 Baby Yodas, and all of them have different names, no? But the main characters are the ones that I consider are part, well, I mean, they have the names of the members of my family, the nicknames of the members of my family, no? For example, my oldest son is, well, his name is Jefte, so his nickname is Chappies. So one of my baby Yodas is Chappies.
Oh, no? Right. Yeah.
The other one is Sebastian, but his nickname is Chevys. So I have another baby who is Chevys, no, baby Yoda. His name is Chevys. And the other one is Urielcito. Urielcito is the one who passed away many years ago. So Urielcito is the one who blinks.
Oh,
okay,
cute.
Because I only have one. I have only one baby Yoda who blinks. And I think he's the most expressive. So that's my favorite character because of that. No, first of all, because I try to honor my baby, my real baby. And then because that baby Yoda blinks, and I think he is more expressive.
Yeah.
And he can act better than the other ones. So he's the favorite one.
He's the favorite. Oh, so that's a question that, I think who had that question?
Yodina and Yodin.
Yes, they submitted that same question, but in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. ¿Cuál de tus bebés es tu favorito?
Mm-hmm. Okay, oh, yes, it's the same one.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, very good. I like it.
But all of them are, I mean, I love all of them.
Yeah.
All of them are really important for me. They mean something for me.
Yeah.
But I think Urielcito. Uriencito, the one who blinks. And as you can see, is the one that I use for all my videos. Because when I make a video, for example, I tell him, in this video, you are going to be sad, okay?
Aww.
So when he blinks his eyes, I mean, he's sad. He's really sad. So he's like crying.
Oh, yeah.
And when I finish making this video, I tell him, okay, thank you very much, baby. You did it well.
Oh.
Yes. I mean, I'm a little bit crazy, you know? But that's what I do.
Yeah, I think that's
with my babies.
I think we're all kind of like that. Like, for example, when I have to make them hold something, I have these little rubber bands that I put around their hands, and you know, it'll be around the hand and around the thing, you know, so they're holding it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like to do it because I feel like that rubber band hurts their hand. And so I, you know, when I do it, I'm like, okay, we're going to do it. Just, it'll be fast. You know, we'll get it over with. And then when I take it off, I'm like, I'm sorry. I hope that didn't hurt you. And I'm rubbing them. So I totally understand that.
Yes. This is, and I think I have seen that, but I don't know if you saw my last video. That is, this baby, Uriecito, is crying because he has to leave, he has to leave to a different country, He left his mom at home. So he's sad and he's crying. I mean, he's so sad. He's expressing his factions are like if he were sad.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
It's true. You can see it. I'm looking at it right here. It's so true. His poor little eyes. He's just like looking sad and looking down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when he has to be happy, he's happy.
But it always comes across. It always comes out like exactly like the emotion that you want him to have. It's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Carol La Loca, she wants to know, what is a typical day like for you?
A typical day for me is like, well, I'm a mother of three children, as I told you.
Yes.
So I take care of them. I take care of my children. I go to the gym. I do the chore. I prepare food. I mean, everything mommy has to do.
Yeah.
And I make videos once a week, for example.
Oh.
Once a week, but I make like 3 or 4 or 5 videos.
Oh.
So to be ready to post then later.
That's a good idea. So you're not every day like trying to figure out how to, you know, what to do, how to come up with it and take the time. You're just kind of doing it all at once.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
smart.
Because I don't have time. I mean, I don't have time to do, I can't find a time to make videos every day. It's too hard. Really, I have a lot of things to do at home.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a smart thing to do. I've told myself that so often that I should just, you know, do all the things that I want to do in like a full day, or, you know, do a batch of posts. Yeah. I just have never done it. Almost 5 years later, still not.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Grogu Little Green. She asked, how do you deal with all the butt toots?
Oh my goodness. It's annoying. It's but that's how real life is. Huh? I mean, we have to deal with this every day.
It's true.
So many people feel like identified with it. And it's funny. I mean, they laugh. And that's my purpose.
Yeah.
I always try to make people laugh.
Yeah.
That's my main purpose.
It's well, you do. And I know I laugh every time I'm seeing these things. So you're doing a really good job getting that message across.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes.
All right. Another question from Baby Yoda Starfish Yixie.
Yes.
She asks, what baby from the BYC would you adopt?
Oh my goodness. That's a really difficult question.
I know.
Because all babies are nice.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
I mean, how could you just say one? I don't know.
Honestly, I think I would adopt Cody.
Mm.
Cody from my cute Grogu. Oh
yes.
That
baby's adorable.
He's so really nice.
Yes, such a cute
adorable
baby.
Yes, I love him. Yes, definitely. He's so cute. Do you know him? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Cody.
Isn't it funny how, like, I mean, overall, they're all, you know, the same species of babies, but there's some babies that are just like, I don't know what it is, but they are so cute. I guess
yes.
It's the things they do or the things they say. It's just their personalities are what make them
yes,
so
exactly.
different.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. They have different personalities, and there is all of them have something special, really, really special.
Yeah.
They are all adorable, but Cody, definitely, I would adopt Cody.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's cute. Yes. Well, I hope they listen so they can, they'll know that Auntie Adri wants to adopt them.
I hope so.
Also, yes. do you want to ask the Spanish questions? We have
sure
Spanish questions from the community, so.
Okay.
Hay una pregunta aquí de Caroline Navel. Quiere saber cómo visualizas a Baby Yoda Bach en 2 años.
Okay. Yo pienso que Baby Yoda es para siempre. Para siempre, por siempre y para siempre. Entonces, yo deseo haber llegado a más corazones. Cada día, ese es mi propósito, llegar a más gente y sacarle una sonrisa. He conocido gente super nice, muy linda, muy, muy agradable. Y en 2 años eso es lo que quiero. O sea, no solamente en 2 años, sino en 10, en 20. Quiero seguir conociendo más gente. Visualizo a Baby Yoda back con haber sacado muchas sonrisas y haber hecho reír a la gente. Y ese es como yo visualizo a Baby Yoda back.
Pero tu plan,
tu
plan es continuar.
Sí, claro. Mientras Dios lo permita, aquí estaremos.
Qué bueno. La siguiente pregunta viene de Baby Yoda Starfish, Yixi. Ok. Algo penoso que te ha sucedido al estar grabando un video.
Ok, bueno, siento que no he tenido así como que grandes experiencias vergonzosas mientras estoy creando un video, pero yo creo que pues fue durante una transmisión en vivo hay gente que nada más se mete a los lives para hacer algún tipo de broma. Una vez, pues yo suelo leer todos los comentarios que me hacen, saludando gente, porque bueno, digo, ellos se toman el tiempo de saludarme, entonces, pues mi deber es también contestarles, ¿no? Y tengo esa maña de contestar, leer todo, absolutamente todo. Entonces, se meten para hacer palabras, bueno, oraciones con segundos sentidos, en doble sentido. Y pues sí, eso es algo embarazoso que me ha pasado, o sea, algo que digo, ¿qué dije? Porque ya cuando lo vuelvo a escuchar, o sea, en el momento no lo capto, y cuando vuelvo a escuchar la transmisión, digo, ¿qué? No puede ser, ¿qué dije? O sea, caí en sus bromas, pero pues claro. Ahora sí que han sido pequeñitas cosas, pero eso ha sido lo que más recuerdo yo.
¿Cómo será la gente, verdad?
Sí, es muy complicado a veces. Digo, afortunadamente la mayoría, el 99% de mis seguidores o de la gente que yo conozco son personas muy agradables. La verdad es que casi no tengo haters. Bueno. Casi no. De hecho, creo que no. Nada más una personita que por ahí siempre comenta, son muñecos, no pueden ir a la escuela. Son muñecos. no se puede enojar su mamá con ellos. Y cositas por el estilo, pero realmente no tengo haters.
Qué bueno, eso es muy bueno. Otra pregunta aquí de Baby Yoda Starfish. Y sí. ¿Alguno de los bebés de la comunidad que adoptarías?
Yo creo que adoptaría a Cody. De My Cute Grogu, porque es muy lindo. O sea, yo cuando veo una foto de Cody me derrito totalmente. siento algo muy especial por él. O sea, siento algo especial por todos los bebés, ¿no? En general. Pero Cody atrae mucho mi atención. Entonces, definitivamente adoptaría a Cody, si es que su mamá lo permite.
Tengo otra pregunta aquí de Starfish Yixi. ¿Cuál es el personaje con el que más te identificas? Me imagino que se refiere a de tus personajes, ¿verdad?
El personaje que yo me identifico. Ah, ok. Podría ser Mamá Yoda, obviamente, por...
La mamá.
La Mamá Yoda, porque Mamá Yoda es muy... Es la típica mamá mexicana que, bueno, es enojona, quiere tener control de sus hijos. Pues no está a gusto a veces con distintas situaciones, con sus hijos. Entonces, sí, definitivamente yo soy Mamá Yoda.
Por eso hay tanta gente que se identifica con el personaje también, ¿verdad?
Sí, claro. Y ese es el propósito, ¿no? Que la gente se siente identificada con alguno de los personajes. Puede ser con la mamá o con el papá, o con los hijos, ¿no? Porque hay muchas situaciones que dices, ah, sí, mi hijo es así. Mi papá es así. Y pues sí, yo, Mamá Yoda, totalmente.
Ok, aquí tengo una pregunta de Sebas, NYNY. ¿Quién te ayuda a editar tus videos?
Bueno, realmente yo hago los videos, pero no soy buena para editar. No sé mucho de computadoras, de edición de videos. Afortunadamente, uno de mis hijos en especial es el que yo le digo... oye, necesito que este video me, no sé, le pongas otro fondo y que le pongas otra música. Y cuando tiene tiempo me ayuda. Nada más hay que estarlos persiguiendo porque pues no tiene mucho tiempo, ¿no? De sobra. Entonces, él es el que me ayuda. El hijo menor es el que me ayuda a editar videos.
Qué buena onda.
Sí.
Ok. Hablamos de... Aquí tengo una pregunta de Yodina y Yodín. ¿Cuál de tus bebés es tu favorito? Y no puedes decir que todos.
Ok. Ok, no puedo decir que todos. Hay un bebé que tengo. Solamente tengo un bebé que parpadea. Solamente uno. Tengo 9 que no parpadean y 1 que sí parpadea. Entonces pienso que él es el más expresivo para hacer mis videos porque me ayuda a expresar cuando hay momentos de tristeza, cuando hay momentos de alegría, cuando hay momentos de felicidad. Este bebé es muy, muy, demasiado expresivo. Entonces, no sé si sea mi favorito, pero es el que uso más. Y también lo quiero mucho porque, pues, él es Urielcito, en honor a uno de mis hijos que lamentablemente ya no está físicamente conmigo, pero que lo llevo en el corazón. Entonces, en su honor, le puse su nombre, Urielcito, y es el que más uso para todos mis videos.
Muy bien. Ok, tengo otra pregunta de Yodina y Yodín. Si tu cuenta desapareciera, ¿qué es lo más grande que te deja esta experiencia?
Es difícil pensar en eso, pero la respuesta es muy clara. Lo que más me ha dejado esta cuenta es conocer gente tan maravillosa, conocer, haber podido llegar a diferentes casitas, a diferentes corazones, a diferentes continentes, diferentes países. Y con eso me quedo, ¿no? Con eso me quedaría. De haberlos hecho reír un ratito, de haberlos sacado de su momento de tristeza, de, no sé, de depresión, de angustia, aunque sea por unos 5 segunditos que se hayan reído, para mí eso ya hizo cambiar mi perspectiva de vida. Y me sentiría muy contenta de que me hayan conocido a través de mis videos.
Yo me imagino que ha de ser muy muy padre ver los mensajes de la gente a diario, ¿verdad?
Sí, la verdad es que hay comentarios muy bonitos y es una experiencia tan, o sea, tan gratificante que nunca en mi vida me había imaginado haber podido llegar hasta donde estoy. Uh-huh. Ha sido duro, sí, muy duro. O sea, el camino ha sido muy complicado, no es fácil. Yo empecé con un seguidor, ¿no? Y luego dos, que eran mis hijos. Eran los únicos que tenía. Pero no he quitado el dedo del renglón. He tratado siempre de seguir y de seguir. Como te comento, ha habido momentos duros porque, pues porque no llegas, porque no te dan vistas, porque, no sé, por diferentes razones. Y yo no he quitado el dedo del renglón. O sea, siempre he estado aferrada que quiero llegar a la gente que me necesite, ¿no? Que necesite reírse en ese momento, que me conozca, que se identifique con los personajes con los cuales yo trabajo. Entonces, uh-huh. Sí, los comentarios son súper lindos, la verdad. Como te comento, no, aquí nada de haters.
Perfecto. Ok. Sigamos con una pregunta más de la comunidad. A Two Towers quiere saber si te ha sucedido algo raro a raíz de tener tantos seguidores.
Bueno, no pienso que raro. Algunas veces algunos sobrinos me han mandado un mensaje y me han dicho... Mira, tía, me lo compartió un primo, me lo compartió un amigo, me lo compartió mi maestro y me mandan mis videos, ¿no? Entonces, sí, a veces digo, wow, o sea, me conocen tus amigos, tus maestros. Y les dije, pues, ¿les dijiste que soy tu tía? Les pregunto. Sí, sí, les dije, o sea, es algo que o sea, yo no tengo idea. ¿A dónde puedo llegar, no? ¿A qué lugares puedo llegar? Yo sé como... O sea, yo sé que me falta mucho camino y voy a seguir luchando por crecer cada día más, tanto como persona y también pues en este camino, ¿no? De estar aprendiendo a hacer diferentes cosas para... A saber, a lo mejor aprender a editar cosas que yo no sé, seguir aprendiendo. La vida es a base de eso, puro aprendizaje. Entonces, pues sí, yo trato de dar lo mejor de mí y a veces, pues también tuve una experiencia con uno de mis hijos que, pues estaba en la preparatoria, estaba en su clase, llegó el profesor y les empezó a hablar de los comportamientos humanos, algo así. Y en el proyector pues sacó uno de mis videos. Mi hijo cuando lo vio se quedó así como que en shock. No entendía lo que estaba pasando y dijo, o sea, en sí pensó, es el video que mi mamá hizo, ¿no? Pero no dijo nada, no, ni siquiera sus compañeros pudo decir nada, o sea, se quedó totalmente bloqueado. Entonces ya cuando llegó a casa me lo contó y pues yo estaba totalmente que sorprendida, ¿no? Porque dije, wow, o sea, la gente sí me está viendo, ¿no? Uh-huh. Y me sentí muy satisfecha.
¿Te explicó tu hijo a qué se referían con eso de los comportamientos humanos? ¿Por qué el video? ¿Cuál era la relación de tu video con la clase?
Sí, bueno, fue algo relacionado con el comportamiento de los niños, ¿no? Quizá fue un video que del niño que no quería hacer tarea porque pues era un domingo en la noche y uh-huh. ya estaba llorando y la mamá ahí regañándolo. O sea, son cosas que pasan. Los niños no hacen tarea los viernes, los sábados, pero el domingo en la noche están haciendo su tarea.
A último momento, ¿verdad?
Exacto, y el niño pues ya está todo desesperado, está estresado porque ya es tarde, la mamá ya está enojada. Entonces realmente no me explicó bien qué era lo que estaba pasando, pero sí era un video relacionado con eso.
Ya veo.
Sí.
Bien, tenemos otra pregunta aquí. Caro la Loca quiere saber ¿cómo es un día típico para ti?
Bueno, yo soy una persona normal, ¿no? Común y corriente. Tengo mis actividades diarias. Pues soy mamá de dos niños aquí presentes. Entonces tengo que hacer diferentes cosas. O sea, mi quehacer, voy al gym, hago la comida, o sea, todas las cosas que hace una mamá. Trato de dar lo mejor de mí como persona, como ser humano. Y pues también, o sea, el hecho de hacer videos, pues no, la verdad es que no ocupa parte de mi rutina diaria. Solamente hago videos una vez a la semana. Pero esa vez que los hago 4 o 5 videos al mismo tiempo. Y ya los tengo ahí en borradores listos para publicar uno cada día. Y pues esa es mi rutina diaria, por decirlo. Pues soy una persona así, con actividades diarias como todos. Así
muy
es.
Muy cotidiano.
Exacto.
Perfecto. Ok, aquí tengo otra pregunta. Una pregunta de Vanderlinder. Él hace una pregunta que es muy parecida a la de Yodine y Yodín, cuando preguntó que cuál de tus bebés es tu favorito. Vanderlinder quiere saber, cuál es el personaje que te gusta más usar en los videos.
Ok, es Urielcito porque parpadea sus ojitos.
Uh-huh. Ok. Ok, sigamos con una pregunta de Grogu Little Green. ¿Quieres saber cómo lidias con tanta flatulencia?
Pues es son cosas de la vida diaria. A veces, o sea, la verdad es que no he hecho muchos videos de esto, pero sí he hecho unos 2, 3 videos. Uh-huh. Uno de ellos, el primero que hice, se hizo súper viral. Voló en todas las redes sociales. Pero pues yo creo que porque, o sea, la gente se siente identificada, ¿no? Pues qué más. Uh-huh. Y es por eso que pues les da risa, lo toman con humor, ¿no? Claro. Porque como digo, o sea, son cosas que pasan.
¿A quién no le gusta un buen chiste pedorro, verdad?
Exacto. Sí, así es.
Ok. Tengo otra pregunta de Baby Yoda Starfish Yixi. ¿Dónde compraste tu primer bebé?
En Amazon. Lo compré en Amazon porque en México en el 2021 no había. O sea, no existían. No había ni jugueterías, no había ningún lado. Solamente a través de Amazon, pero lo traían, o sea, era exportado, lo traían desde Cincinnati.
Oh, wow.
Y me tardó, creo, 2 semanas en llegar. Y eran muy caros, muy, muy caros en esa época. Yo recuerdo que como 2.500 pesos mexicanos, que son aproximadamente unos $120.
Wow.
Yo creo. Ahorita están súper baratos. Ahorita los Baby Yodas los encuentras en $400. Porque ya hay por todos lados, ¿no?
Claro.
Pero en ese momento sí fueron extremadamente caros. Y pedí dos. O sea, primero pedí uno y pasaron 2 semanas y encargué otro porque sentía la necesidad. O sea, algo extraño dentro de mí pasaba. Sentía la necesidad de tener uno en mis brazos. No matter the cost. Sí. Sí, así fue.
Qué bien. Tengo una pregunta aquí de Baby Yoda Nuggy. ¿Cómo te inspiras para tener ideas para tus videos? ¿Cómo vences el bloqueo creativo?
Ok, trato de ver videos. De ver reels de diferentes personas. No, que no sean de Baby Yoda. O sea, por ejemplo, en TikTok hay muchos, muchos videos en los cuales me apoyo para sacar ideas y con los cuales yo me pueda sentir identificada, ¿no? Porque tú puedes encontrar videos de todo tipo. ¿no? Pero yo escojo siempre videos relacionados con la familia, con las situaciones diarias, y esos son los que, o sea, esos son, cuando veo estos videos, digo, ah, quiero hacer ese video. Obviamente yo le doy mi toque personal y lo caracterizo a mi manera, ¿no? Pero sí, de ahí saco las ideas, viendo videos y videos. A veces se me acaban las ideas y ya no sé qué hacer. Pero el chiste es buscar. Últimamente los videos que me están funcionando son los videos con... son los videos de tristeza. ¿Y por qué? Pues porque yo siento que todas las personas hemos tenido situaciones en las cuales nos sentimos tristes. Por ejemplo, esta del hijo que se tuvo que ir a estudiar a otro país, a otro lugar diferente, y tuvo que dejar su casa. Entonces, no sabes cuántas vistas, pero no es que la plataforma me dé vistas, sino que la misma gente se siente identificada y empieza a etiquetar a sus hijos, a sus hermanos, se la empieza a mandar a todo mundo, y eso mueve la plataforma, ¿no? Dice, ay, a ver, ¿qué está pasando aquí? Porque son situaciones que muchas mamás han pasado. Muchos dicen, híjole, pues a mí me gustaría que mi hijo estuviera estudiando mínimo en otro país, pero ya no tiene vida, o sea, ya no está aquí conmigo. Entonces empiezas a leer comentarios y cada uno empieza a expresar su situación relacionada con el video. Entonces esos son los que me están pegando ahorita, desafortunadamente. Y digo desafortunadamente porque a mí me gustaría que nos identificáramos más con situaciones alegres. Pero...
sí, es la temática, ¿no? Que es triste.
Exacto. Pero tristeza también existe en nuestras vidas.
Claro.
Y tenemos que aprender a manejarla.
Así es.
Pues así es la vida.
Así es la vida el que entretiene a la gente, porque de alguna manera tú eres entretenedora también.
Sí, sí, de alguna manera. Trato de.
Yo tengo un par de preguntas, las voy a dejar al final. No. Te voy a hacer una pregunta de Jesse Joker. Es una pregunta sencilla, de Jesse Joker. ¿Quiere saber cuántos Baby Yodas tienes en total?
Bueno, tengo 10 Baby Yodas de los que conocemos, ¿no? De Mattel, de Star Wars, de esa forma. Tengo 10. Pero también tengo Funkos, tengo Baby Yodas de peluche, o sea, tengo llaveros de Baby Yoda o los de crochet que les llaman. O sea, tengo muchos, pero de los que conocemos nosotros o de los que estamos acostumbrados a postear, son 10.
¿Y en total sabes cuántos tienes?
Con todos los...
¿De tu colección?
¿Los muñequitos?
Sí.
No...
Oh, wow, tantos son.
Es que me gusta tener.
Oh, claro, nosotros también tenemos aquí muchos bebés que la gente no ve. Si te gusta Baby Yoda, pues obviamente no dejas de coleccionar.
Exacto. Pero igual tienen varios de estos de Mattel.
Sí, okay. Que la gente no conoce.
Exacto, porque solamente conocemos. En tu caso, a Toyn.
O la hermanita de Toyn también, Luna.
Ah, también.
En fin, yo tengo dos preguntas. ¿De dónde proviene el nombre de Baby Yoda Bach?
Bach ha sido uno de los nombres que... con los cuales yo me he sentido identificada desde hace muchos años. ¿Por qué? No sé. Quizá en la otra vida era uno de mis apellidos, no sé. Pero yo antes, por ejemplo, era instructora de Zumba y a mi negocio le puse Zumbac. La Zumba, ¿no? Al final la ch. Y pues siempre he amado el back. Entonces, cuando empecé a crear mi cuenta, le puse Baby Yoda back. Pero realmente, o sea, back porque es representativo para mí, pero no me apellido back ni por alguna otra cosa, simplemente se me ocurrió. Se me ocurrió así.
Ok. ¿Tiene algo que ver con la música clásica? ¿O nada más es el nombre que te gusta?
Pues es que yo sí lo, o sea, sí lo admiro desde ahí, el nombre Bach, ¿no? Uh-huh. O sea, sí lo relaciono un poco a la música clásica. Uh-huh. Pero no me gusta la música clásica, o sea, simplemente lo relaciono con eso y ha sido un nombre que siempre me ha atraído.
Es entendible.
Sí, sí.
Bueno, y eso me lleva a la próxima pregunta. Esta pregunta es de Toyn. ¿Quiere saber cuál es tu música favorita?
Mi música favorita, bueno, me gusta la salsa, me gustan las cumbias, me gusta la pop music, la romantic music, música romántica. O sea, en sí no, lo que sí no me gusta son las nuevas tendencias que tienen ahora los jóvenes. De esas de Peso Pluma, cositas así por el estilo, no. No me gustan. Definitivamente no. Uh-huh. O sea, soy como que más tradicional.
Claro. Nada de narcocorridos ni...
No.
¿Cómo se llama eso? ¿El reggaetón te gusta?
No, tampoco. No. Es que ya ahorita hay muchas variaciones de música. A los jóvenes les gusta, está bien, pero ya uno ya no. Ya no.
Entiendo. Uh-huh. Pues esas son todas las preguntas. Ya,
¿qué?
Repasamos todas las preguntas en español.
Yorin and Yorin's question about if the community
can't disappear.
Yeah. That was I like that question. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And a sad one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a sad question.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say.
I know. Cause God, I would think about like all of the things that we would miss out on, not only just posting and sharing our babies, but the community, interacting with each other. Like that's how I interpreted the question. Was, you know, if everything was gone, what would we do? Or what would it take from us? Or what would we leave with? And it's just, I can't imagine it. I just don't want to think about that happening.
Yes.
Well, is there anything else that, like, we haven't talked about yet that you wanted to maybe talk about?
Well, yes. I want to thank everyone who has supported me. I feel so grateful, really. I am here because of all of you. You have helped me a lot in many ways. I have discovered many things in my life that, I mean, I have gone through many things, many interesting things that I hadn't gone through if I hadn't been, or if I hadn't created my account in Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, it has changed my life. It was a turning point, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's, I don't even have words to describe how the community has, changed my life. Just everything, just the way we interact with each other. It's just amazing to me. Like having friends in all these different places.
Yes.
It's just, I don't know. It makes me emotional when I think about it, but it's just it's amazing to me.
Yes. And you know, we have the same feelings for Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
We are not crazy. I mean, many people say or would think you are crazy,
yeah.
No? Because we have toys. Well, they are toys for them.
Yeah, exactly.
They are not toys for us. They are members of our family. O sea, they are our family members.
Yeah.
and that's it. Yep. And I am happy all the people from the community feel the same. No, we are, I mean, we are not kids, we are not children, but we have the same feelings.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, no? To discover.
It is.
They are like you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's been just such an amazing experience, just having that. I don't know what the word is. But yeah, just to have that, just to find that in other people. Like it's validating, I guess, to know that you're not crazy. You're just, you know, you're having this great experience and being able to enjoy it. And I think that's very important.
Yes, and people outside don't really think. I mean, they don't know what we feel.
Yeah.
They can't even imagine. No, how Baby Yoda how this means to us.
Mm-hmm.
They just think we are like really, really crazy. We are weird, but we are not.
Not at
we
all.
I think we are not. That's what I want to think. Yes.
Well, I feel like if there was like one or two of us that was like that, okay, maybe we're crazy. But no, there's like hundreds of us. When you look at how many people are in the community and we all feel the same, we can't be crazy. That can't be it.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's why we are here, not to share our stories. I think all of us have different stories that have to be shared. Mm-hmm. No, and it's amazing the job you both guys are doing. I admire you.
Thank you.
You are doing a great job. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Yeah. Hopefully you're more so people. Welcome. Hopefully we can fine tune the Spanish side of it and we can have more people coming on who are Spanish speakers, you know. I want everybody to feel mm-hmm. like this is something that they can do.
What we're gonna have to end up doing is interviews completely in Spanish for people who don't understand any English.
I think so. Yeah.
Pero bueno, yo siento que sí es muy importante y aplaudo el hecho de que ustedes hayan tomado la decisión de pues de integrar a la comunidad que somos muchos, ¿no? De habla hispana.
Es algo que Don quería hacer desde hace mucho tiempo y no lo había podido haber hecho porque no, es algo que apenas estamos aprendiendo hasta nosotros.
Claro.
Y juntos.
Claro. Sí, claro. Tú ya te tienes que volver parte de esto y qué padre, ¿no? Que trabajen en equipo, ¿no? Uh-huh. Y sí, porque, bueno, en realidad, Don, ay, pobrecita, Don, no me entiende. Don, I have a lot of friends here from the community that say that but they want to listen to the podcast, but they don't understand.
And
I am telling Aldo that it's really nice that you took this decision to make a podcast in English and Spanish. I don't know how you are going to do it. Because, I mean, they will be so happy.
Yeah.
To start, like, making podcasts in English or Spanish.
Mm.
But they want to listen to you speaking Spanish, too.
Oh, thank you. Good.
Gracias. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, we're so happy you came on. Thank you. Thank you again, Adri, for sharing everything and coming on and going through this process with us while we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Dawn, for inviting me and Aldo. Well, it was so really nice to be here. Aww. I always thought it would be so exciting to be like part of you, part of this podcast, because all of us, as I told you, have different stories.
Yeah.
That have to be shared. And it's amazing what you are doing, guys.
Oh, thank you. Well, I hope this was an okay experience. I know we're, you know, just trying to figure out how we're doing it, but hopefully it was worthwhile.
Yeah, and it's going to be successful.
Oh.
Ojalá. Muchas gracias por haber accedido a estar en el podcast.
No, al contrario, muchísimas gracias a todos ustedes. Hacen un gran equipo, de verdad. Y ahora con estas transmisiones en español e inglés, pues de parte de mi comunidad, ahora sí que de mi comunidad de habla hispana, les agradezco a todos ustedes por haber pensado en nosotros, por habernos dado la oportunidad de también ser escuchados. Nos encantan los podcasts que ustedes hacen. Y pues ahora, bueno, las personitas que entendemos un poco el inglés, pues ha sido padre escucharlos, pero también pues gracias por darnos la oportunidad para las personas que no hablan inglés para poder compartir sus historias y escuchar historias de las demás personas de la comunidad.
Sí, no será la última entrevista, es la primera entrevista que vamos a hacer en español e inglés, ambas. Pero espero que ahora sí se anime la gente que habla español a venir al programa.
Claro que sí. Y si no se animan, ustedes díganme y yo los puedo. Bueno, espero que
tú te las arregles.
Sí, yo les puedo poner en contacto.
Eso sería excelente. Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias por poner de tu tiempo para estar en nuestra entrevista, Adri. Y especialmente por ofrecer ayudarnos a llevar esto a los oídos de la gente de habla hispana, porque sí lo vamos a necesitar.
Claro que sí, aquí voy a estar. Solamente me dicen y yo, o sea, me dicen la estrategia y aquí con mucho gusto ayudamos en lo que se pueda.
Perfecto. Muchas gracias.
No, thank you. De nada, al contrario.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're Buenas welcome. Noches, gracias.
Buenas bye noches, bye. Hasta luego. Gracias.
Hasta luego. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And that is the interview with Adri from Baby Yoda Bok. I hope you liked this episode and were able to follow along no matter the language you understand. It's so important that more members of the BYC feel that they will also be able to share their stories. And so by integrating Spanish episodes, we hope to do this. I would definitely appreciate your feedback if you have any suggestions, so don't hesitate to send a message or leave a comment. Thank you so much for listening, and bye for now.